This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A vigil honoring conservative political activist Charlie Kirk is set to start this hour at Colorado State University. Erin Greger of Fort Collins is at the event. She says she did not follow Kirk very closely before his death and does not agree with all of his views. But she was shocked by his assassination last week and think it has fueled Kirk's cause.
I liked his want for engagement and discussion and how he had the courage to talk to people on the other side of the aisle who he knew didn't agree with him and have that tough conversation that a lot of people just won't do anymore.
Kirk was scheduled to appear at CSU as part of his America Comeback Tour, visiting colleges across the country. Other events are taking place tonight on the campus and in Fort Collins, including a free speech debate involving more progressive groups. In Pueblo County, a new coroner is poised to start work pending a standard background check. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Gregory Grayheck of Pueblo West is a state-licensed nurse practitioner specializing in acute and family care. The Pueblo County Commissioner selected him after some discussion of the top four candidates, weighing concerns about possible conflicts of interest, qualifications, and ability to manage the position full-time. Grayheck will serve on an interim basis to fill the remaining term left by former coroner Brian Cotter, who resigned after decaying bodies were found in his private mortuary. Voters will choose the next county coroner in November 2026.
KRCC's Shauna Lewis. This is CPR News.